Straight to the Dome, Lucas Meyer, Democrat analyst and perspective and all-star, joins us. Lucas, good Thursday morning. Lot to talk about. How are you?
Oh, living that pre-crossover dream, Jack.
Hey, wait a minute. You were last week.
I was gallivanting down in the Virgin Islands on St. John for a week. It was delightful.
I saw some post somewhere, future possible Democrat governor of New Hampshire in the islands.
Yeah. Hanging out with Barney Frank or something.
Lucas, I'm going to just throw this one at you because I know how you feel. You weighed in a week or two ago. Your concerns about this parental bill of rights fell short yesterday in the House after passing the Senate. It's becoming an issue in a lot of states. Not surprised that it, wound up on the House floor here in New Hampshire. Ron DeSantis in Florida is turning up the heat on this issue today, ironically, talking about, expanding that kindergarten through third grade to all grades. Here in New Hampshire, Governor Sununu, Democrat Party, Ray Buckley, just issued a statement, crickets, from Governor Sununu on this falling short yesterday. And the Republicans also saying, where's Governor Sununu on this? Is he upset that this didn't pass? Can the governor kind of have no position on this?
Well, I think if you're reading the tea leaves, and look, I'm not plugged into Republican circles, but I'll tell you what my hunch is the silence to me implies that he's probably was helping behind the scenes, maybe, to either push or kill that House version the other day, which was particularly egregious. I mean, that bill would have sent teachers to jail. That imposed criminal penalties on teachers, which is why a number of Republicans joined Democrats in stopping that bill. It is interesting that he's staying away from it, given the center point, the focal point it holds in the Republican Party.
Do you think he'll do what he's sometimes done in the past? I mean, redistricting was not that emotional of an issue, really, like this. But he kind of took his own shot at what he would do. Now, nothing really happened on that. My point is, do you think he'll kind of come back and say, this is what I would support? Or do you think he stays clear on this issue completely?
My assumption is he probably supports the Senate version and comes out in support of that. And what's kind of, I think, a difference in New Hampshire on these parental Bill of Rights bills, it's sort of a misnomer, these parental Bill of Rights bills, in that this really focuses and deals with one thing, and that's the forced outing of trans students in our schools. It's pretty surgical in it. And this is not me, theorizing here. The sponsor of the bill, Sharon Carson, in the committee hearing introducing the bill, said, people have said this bill targets trans students. She said, I suppose it does. So I'm not making things up here.
Yeah,
my intuition is that he'll lean out on the Senate version. To what degree? Anyone's guess.
Lucas, I want to switch gears a little bit. We had Representative Chris Pappas on the show yesterday, largely talking about the fentanyl crisis and the poisoning of young people here. But when I asked the representative at the end, after Joyce Craig of Manchester announced she's not running again in 2023 for the mayor of the state's largest city, Democrat, would she be lining up a run for governor? And what about himself, the representative? He clearly said he intends to run again for the first district of the same seat he holds now, the first district Democrat seat after defeating the last few challengers on the Republican side in the first congressional district. He's going to want to run again for Congress, is what I'm trying to say. So I take him at his word. I think Representative Pappas wants to run for another term in 2024 for the first district in Congress. So if it is a Joyce Craig, do you think that's likely to happen or not? And I'm hearing from reliable sources that Kelly Ayotte, former Republican U.S. Senator who fell short in a narrow race to Maggie Hassan, is actually more than seriously looking at a run for governor. I'm also hearing that Chuck Morris, former Senate president, is as well. And I'm not sure about Frank Edelblue. What's your take on this governor's situation? Because everyone's talking about the presidential stuff shaping up.
That's exactly it, Jack. Everyone gets so caught up in the first in the nation. I think the race to be watching in the state is with large national implications will be this governor's race, in part because of the presidential primary happening and how that'll influence the race. But also, when you look across the country, this is one of the few states where those governor's office, where that corner office can swing. So I think, obviously I feel good about the Democratic bench in the state to run for statewide office. I think you look at the track record of Democrats running statewide over the past decade, and Democrats have shown outside of a gerrymandered map, we can win statewide. So I agree with your assessment. I always take Congressman Pappas at his word, and given his dominating performances over the past three cycles in the first district, who wants to step up against him so he can really focus in on his work, which is what really drives him in this. And then as far as who else steps up, I mean, Mayor Craig is obviously a lot of conversation. Councillor Warmington, does Dr. Sherman want to come back for another go at it? And if not those three, we certainly have a lot of other exciting young leaders in the state who are stepping up to run.
Lucas Meyer?
No way. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. I just talked to some of your college football buddies, and they said that you always said you might run for governor.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you have all the Denison D3 football players on speed dial.
All right, Lucas, best way for folks to get in touch is?
Lucas S. Meyer on Twitter or Lucas Meyer at CatalystAdvocacy.com.
All right, thank you, Lucas.